From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Migration Maze, made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors. This week we're bringing you a close-up look at the Central American migrant crisis affecting the U.S. and South Florida and a new billion-dollar effort to solve it. Hondurans aren't known for taking it to the streets, but this has been a year of protest in Honduras, like this recent one in Tegucigalpa, where people are carrying torches and plastic skulls. The impoverished Central American country is wrestling with what might be the worst government corruption scandal in its history.
Corruption that is basically sociopathic behavior.
Eldon Cruz has helped lead protests in San Pedro Sula, the second largest city in Honduras. He's not a left-wing radical, he's a corporate communications consultant, but he couldn't contain his anger about this scandal.
People identify it as a crime against humanity.
Here's why. Since 2010, $350 million has been looted from Honduras's federal health and social security system. The agency's former director is charged with leading the scheme and using the cash for mansions and sports cars. Many other officials were also allegedly involved. But it gets worse.
Based on data input by doctors and nurses, more than 3,000 Hondurans died because this money that was supposed to buy medicine was not there.
Which is why so many protesters carry skulls during their marches. Wilfredo Mendez heads the nonprofit Honduran Human Rights Research and Promotion Center in Tegucigalpa, which is helping affected families with everything from medical needs to legal advice.
The crime has condemned people to suffering without treatment. This system laughs in your face.
There's more. Phony companies were used to launder the stolen money, and in 2013 they helped get Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez elected. They contributed hundreds of thousands of dollars to his campaign. He now admits this, but he insists he wasn't aware of the donations. It's no surprise that Hondurans are outraged, but people who work with Honduran migrants say it has another big effect.
You're forcing people to leave the country.
Julio Calderon left Honduras as a teenager in 2005. He was escaping gang violence. Today, he helps Central American migrants in Miami for the Florida Immigrant Coalition. They tell him that along with poverty and violence, the despair created by corruption scandals is also driving them out.
It's a big issue. It says a lot about your values as a government.
In Tegucigalpa, lawyer and anti-corruption activist Natalia Lozano often works with poor people on the verge of migrating. Her voice cracks when she reminds me it's not just the poor who are exasperated by corruption.
I know I'm privileged because I'm a young woman with a job. And it's so hard to leave your roots, you know. But I've been thinking about leaving the country.
Lozano says middle-class Hondurans like her know how badly crooked government drains the economy.
So can you imagine how this is for the rest of the people that don't have a chance to survive in this country? That's why we have a lot of migration. That's why our towns are full with old people and not young people.
So if the U.S. is serious about reducing illegal immigration from Central America, is it serious about curtailing the epic corruption? This year's protests were sparked by young Hondurans on social media. This past summer, U.S. Ambassador James Nealon took the unexpected step of meeting with them.
We're not going to dictate the mechanisms that Hondurans will use to address these problems of impunity and corruption, but we're going to support their efforts.
And much of that support would come from the $1 billion in aid President Obama is proposing for Central America. A quarter of that is for promoting more transparent government. That includes technology for better monitoring of public funds. Problem is, Honduran officials don't look too cooperative. Protesters like Eldon Cruz thought President Hernandez would be facing a congressional inquiry by now.
In any other country in the world, this is grounds for impeachment, but not here.
Next door in Guatemala, President Otto Perez was forced to resign last month because of a massive corruption scandal. In Guatemala, there's a special UN prosecutor to pursue cases like that. But in Honduras, the Congress just rejected a similar approach. As a result, voices in Honduras and the U.S. are warning Obama about handing so much aid directly to the Honduran government.
I don't think American taxpayers want to see their money spent on corruption.
U.S. officials know it's risky, but precisely because the corruption is so bad, they also believe spending the money is urgent.
I'm Tim Padgett in Tegucigalpa.
You can see photos by the Miami Herald's Patrick Farrell at WLRN.org. The Migration Maze series is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.